Welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive? This time, it's Samson.
Yeah, Samson, the strong guy, the long hair, the whole deal. But I think there's way more to him than that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's that struggle, you know? Like what we want versus like what we're called to do, that human thing. And Samson, man, his story in Judges, it's like intense, like a full-on epic, right? Super strength, but huge flaws.
It's like we're right there watching this internal battle play out.
Right.
This guy chosen to, free Israel from the Philistines,
Yeah.
his strength, legendary. But it's not armies and stuff. It's more like he's a one-man wrecking crew, right?
Exactly. You got it. And that's, what makes him so interesting, set apart, holy mission and all. But then he keeps making these choices, and it's like, dude, that's not really matching up.
And then there's the whole Nazirite vow thing. It's not like he chose this later. His parents, they dedicated him from birth. Makes you think about free will and all that, huh? Oh, yeah, totally. That vow, it's in number six.
No.
It's serious stuff. No alcohol, can't cut your hair, like ever, and definitely no touching dead bodies. It's like showing you're dedicated, pure and set apart for God.
But then we get to Samson's, adventures, and he's not exactly Mr. Perfect Nazirite, like that lion, right? Kills a lion with his bare hands, crazy. But later he's like, "Ooh, honey, in the lion's carcass, eating it, dude." Dead bodies, remember?
Yeah, it's like he's, what's the word, testing the limits, pushing it with the vow, and he keeps doing it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like marrying that Philistine woman, marrying outside the Israelites, that was a huge no-no. But then the riddle, the wife, the betrayal, it just like explodes. Violence, revenge, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and it shows you, choices, they can have like huge consequences. Things spiral. It's like your personal mess up. It can affect like everyone.
Oh, and don't forget that time he torches the Philistines' fields, right? With like 300 foxes and torches. It's wild. Super creative, but like not exactly subtle, right? Not exactly what you'd picture for, Mr. Ritual Purity.
Right. And then there's that classic scene, right? The donkey jawbone slays like 1,000 Philistines. Boom.
Yeah.
Super strong. But you also see it, that impulsiveness, that rawness is like, whoa.
But here's the thing, right? He's breaking the vow left and right, but it's like Dr. Howard says, God is still using him. He's still fulfilling that purpose. God's spirit's there. Even when, Samson's not exactly living up to the whole, good boy
Yeah,
image.
and that brings up a huge question, doesn't it? Like,
Yeah.
does God need us to be perfect before he'll use us? Can we just like do God's thing over here, but then over there, completely ignore it? It's like Samson's story saying it's not so simple.
It's like, what does it even mean, to be used by God? But let's get to the big one, Delilah. Everyone knows
Oh
Delilah.
yeah, Delilah, the temptress, right? But it's more than just like a love story gone bad. When you look at Judges 16, it's like she's playing him. It's like a whole scheme, her and those Philistine guys.
Yeah, it's not just a love triangle. They see it, right? Samson's weak spot, women. And they're like, let's use that.
Totally. They're like, okay, Delilah, figure out his secret. What's up with his strength? We'll give you like tons of silver. And then she's relentless, just keeps going, tries everything.
Bowstrings first, right? Then, like, new ropes, even weaving his hair into a loom. Like, each time, it's like she's testing him. Where's the breaking point?
Dr. Howard thinks maybe at first Samson's almost like playing along. Like, go ahead, try to figure it out. But you can see it, right? He's desperate too, like drawn to her, but it's messing with him.
Like, he's, I don't know, addicted to the drama. But in the end, she gets to him. He cracks. Tells her the secret, the hair, the Nazirite vow, the one rule he's kept, kind of, and it's like, bam, that's it. That's his downfall.
And that's the tragedy, right? All that strength, but he can't control himself, can't handle his emotions.
It's rough reading that part. She betrays him. Philistines come in, shave his head while he's asleep. And it says, he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
Heavy stuff, right? Our strength, it all comes from God,
Yeah.
right? However you want to see it. And when we get too far from, what we're supposed to be doing, our wants take over, we're wide open. Like the
Yeah.
things we thought we could handle, they get us.
But even then, even with all that, there's this, I don't know, this little bit of hope. His hair starts growing back. It's small, but maybe it's like God's grace, right? Like even when you mess up big time, you can still, come
Which
back.
leads to the final scene, the big showdown. The Philistines, they're partying in the Temple of Dagon, their god, celebrating. They're like, we got Samson, we won. And they bring him out, blind, tied up, like for entertainment.
Can you imagine? 3,000 people packed in, everyone's waiting, and Samson, he's like
Yeah.
powerless,
Yeah.
but he prays, not for himself, but for the strength to, hit back one last time.
And that That's the part that makes you think, right? Was he sacrificing himself for Israel? Like, finally doing what he was supposed to do? Or was it just, like, pure anger, years of, you know, resentment, pain from the betrayal just exploding? Dr. Howard doesn't really say. It's like he wants us to figure it out ourselves.
It's powerful, though, right? And kind of scary. He pushes those pillars. The whole temple comes crashing down. Everyone inside, gone. He takes out the Philistines, but man, what a price.
Yeah, it's not a neat ending, is it? It's like it leaves you with more questions than answers. Mm. And that's what I like about, you know, digging into these stories. It makes you think, makes you wrestle with stuff, and you come out seeing things differently, you know, mm-hmm. like about people, about yourself.
It's not like, you know, your typical hero story, is it? But I think that's what makes it stick with you. Like, was he good, bad, or like both? I don't know.
Yeah, he's definitely like the poster child for messed up hero,
yeah.
right? You wouldn't like put him on a pedestal, but I don't know. It's real. You see yourself in him a little, you know, the struggles, the bad choices. That makes it like even more interesting.
Yeah, like he's chosen, right? God gives him this crazy strength and then he just keeps like making the worst decisions. But does that mean it was all pointless? Like, did he still do some good? I don't know.
That's something we all got to deal with, right? Not just with Bible guys, but like in our own lives. It's easy to want, you know, the simple answer, good, bad, right, wrong. But Samson and a lot of the stories in the Bible, they're saying it's not that simple.
Yeah, it's like there's always more to it than you think at first. And that's what I like about these, you know, deep dives. We get to really like dig in, you know, the little things, the contradictions. And it's like, whoa, there's so much there.
Exactly. It's not just like history, you know, dates and names. These stories, they're alive. They're still talking to us even after like thousands of years. And they make us think, challenge our like assumptions. And we come out understanding things differently. The story, yeah, but ourselves too.
I think that's one of the big things we can take away from Samson, right? Chosen, gifted, but man, those choices. But even with like all the mess ups, even in that last like desperate act, God was still using him. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it makes you ask like a big question. Does God need us to be perfect, to do good stuff? Or can he like use all our messed up parts, our flaws, the times we fail to, you know, make something good happen?
Some serious stuff to think about, right? That wraps up our deep dive into Samson. He might not be the hero you expect, but he shows us that, you know, even when we're broken, when we mess up, there's still a chance to come back, to like make a difference.
And maybe as you're thinking about Samson, think about yourself too, right? Your strengths, weaknesses, the things you struggle with.
Yeah.
And how can you, you know, even with all that, still be used for good?
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Hope you found it, you know, interesting, thought-provoking, all that good stuff. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.